Yomru Shehu Behefech, because they said that he's the opposite. They accused Yosef HaTzadik of being the opposite of all of this, meaning Shemate Es Oviv, that he's fooling his father, Yaakov Avinu, Veroitze Limshel Velimloich B'melucha de Sitra Achra. And Yosef HaTzadik, sure, he wants to rule, but his rulership will not be Malchus Digdusha. His Malchus will be Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Kemo Yerovam Sheyetzim Imenu. Just like Yerovam, who's going to be one of Yosef HaTzadik's descendants, Shemolach al Yisrael, who ruled over the Jewish people, Vehechtioi Samoid, and caused them to sin in a very big way, Al Yidei Shnei Egle Zohav Osolehem, through the two golden calves that Yerovam made. So the brothers thought that could be that Yosef HaTzadik's in the same place. Ki b'hamomoin v'ho ashirus yesh shnei b'chinois. Because when it comes to money, when it comes to wealth, there are two types. Ki shoyrish hamomoin v'ashirus bagdusho govoya mo'oid mo'oid. Because the origins of money and wealth within the framework of holiness is on a very, very high level. It comes from the highest places. Ki nimshach me hayodayim sheyesh b'yam ha-chochma. Because wealth, money, parnosa comes from the hands that are in the sea of chochma. This is a terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Torah Zion and Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal quotes Psukim in Tehillim for this, and this is a term that Rabbeinu Zal uses and explains. And again, this refers to a very, for us now, this refers to a very high place in Kedusha. And that's where the Parnosa comes from. That's where money comes from. That's where wealth comes from. Avol ze ein zoiche kim hatzadik ho'emes v'hanil v'meilov be'emes. However, that a person should be zoiche, that his money and wealth and Parnosa should be from the Yam HaChochma, the only ones who are zoiche to that are the true tzadik and those who are really attached to him. V'hanil v'meilov be'emes. Shemekablin daitoi hanal, that they accept the das of the tzaddik. They have received the major, major part of the das of the tzaddik, and they follow the tzaddik. Shemeir beben v'talmid, this das that the tzaddik shines into his children and students. Avol hehefech chas v'shalom. However, that's on one side. On one side, you have the tzaddik emes and those who are very close to him. Their money and wealth in Parnosa is coming from a source of tremendous holiness that's referred to over there in Likut Imran as the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma. But on the Avol HaHefech, Chas V'Shalom, however, on the other side of the spectrum, Mi She'ein Mekabel HaDa'as Hanal, a person who does not receive the Das of the true Tzaddik, Mikol Shkein Mi She'cholek Al HaTzaddik Hazeh, She'meir HaDa'as Hanal, and especially one who opposes this tzaddik, the tzaddik who's giving out this high level of das, kol nefilosoi hu al yedei hamomoin v'ashirus. That such a person's downfall will come about through money, through wealth. Ki lemato nechozin kol havoidei zoros b'hamomoin. Because down below, on this earth, and again, in the low places, when it comes to the Sitra Achra, there, all the Avodah Zorahs attach themselves to money, and all the Avodah Zorahs are found in money. I mentioned this many times, that on the American coins, it says, in G-O-D we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The money, the dollar. That's the G-O-D of many of these people. K'moy shekosu b'mokom achara. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, that all the Avodah Zorahs are found in money. Elilei Kesev, Elilei Zov. Hu kamei shekosuv. And as the Pasuk says, V'chesev herbeisi lohem, I gave them a lot of money, V'zov osu labal, and the gold they turned into an idol. V'alkein to hashvotim. And it's for this reason that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik made a mistake. V'omru, they said, she'Yosef roitze limloch aleihem b'malchus de sitra achra hanal. They thought that Yosef HaTzadik wants to rule over them But his malchus will be malchus of the Sitra Achra, just like his descendants, Yerovam and Achav. Ad shehitiru esdomai, till it went so far that they decided that it's permissible and even advisable to kill him. V'zeh shomer lehem Yehuda, and this is why Yehuda said to his brothers, Ma betza ki naharoy gesochino, what profit is there in it if we kill our brother? Which implies that that's what they were talking about. That's what they were planning on doing. And he said, what are we going to make on it? Ma betza. L'chu v'nim karenu le'ishmelem. Let's sell him so at least we'll make some money on it. V'hadovor tomua mo'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says this is very hard to understand. V'chi olo al das Yehuda sheroitzim laharig es yosef b'shvil betza u'mamoy? Did Yehuda think that his brother's reason for killing Yosef HaTzadik had anything at all to do with money? At she'omar lehem ma betza kinari, to the point where he said, hold on a second, let's bring an accountant and let's see what the profit margin is on this if we kill him. Did Yehuda think that this was a financial issue? Halo yoda ho'emes. Yehuda knew the truth. She'kavonosam la'shamayim. That their intention was for the sake of heaven. They were doing this for religious reasons, not for financial reasons. Lefi tousam, based on their mistake, sheroitzim lahorgoi sheloyata oisam oyacherim mehoemun amitius. That according to their mistaken belief, they wanted to kill him so that he shouldn't mislead them. He shouldn't lead them away from Hashem, or he shouldn't lead other people away from Hashem. Again, they saw that from him are going to come descendants that are going to do just that. Yerovam ben Avot, Achav are going to lead the Jews into idol worship. So they figured they're a chip off the old block. He's probably on the same program. And if he has dreams of kingdom, sure, they're all, Yerovam is a king, Achav is a king, Yosef is a king, but they're all kings of the Sitra Achra. So let's wipe him out. They thought that he's the one who's going to try to steer them away, or steer other people away, from the true faith that they had received from their father Yaakov Avinu. Aval al kol ponim chas v'shalom, ein kavanosam klal b'shvil ezem mama inu betza. But one thing's for sure, their interest in the issue of Yosef HaTzadik had nothing to do with money. So then why did Yehuda bring up the money issue? Rak Yehuda romas lohem inyan hanal. However, Yehuda was hinting to them what we're learning about here. Machmas shelefi daitchem, retzoinchem levaroi, kidei shelo yikalkel es hadas hakodosh, shehizchilu ovo islam shelboilam. Yehuda understood that based on their opinion of Yosef HaTzadik, they wanted to wipe him out so that he shouldn't mess up the holy das that Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov had started introducing into the world. V'azai tuchlu atem lahamshich zeh hadas hakodesh. And Yehuda said, you're going to wipe him out, and then you, or we, will be able to spread the das of Yaakov Avinu. Al kein omar lehem, that's why he said to them, ma betza, what profit? Let's go sell him. Meaning, Hainu shelefizeh. If the issue is that we want to spread the das of Yaakov Avinu, based on that, toiv lamochroi ulekabel badoy momoim, then we should sell him and receive money for him. V'atem hashvotim shekulchem kedoshim, and you, the brothers, who are all holy, kishetekablu momoin badoi, when you will receive money for Yosef HaTzadik, tekablu al yedei zeh he'oras harotzoin shemeir ba'momoin, kishemekablu moisekaroi. With the money, you're going to be receiving he'oras harotzoin, that shines in money when it's kosher money, when you receive the money in a proper way. Till now, we've been talking about he'oras harotzoin during Achila, specifically. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal mentions that in a big way. He speaks about he'oras harotzoin during eating, but he also says that eating, the term eating, is used also regarding parnosa. This guy doesn't have what to eat. When we say this guy doesn't have what to eat, sometimes It doesn't mean that literally. He could have a full refrigerator. It means he isn't earning a living. He can't support his family. So when we talk about he'oras harotzon during eating, it means also during earning a livelihood. That the he'oras harotzon is on the money, on the parnosa, on the food. It's on all three things. So therefore, Yehuda said, if you guys think you're right, that he's no good, he's idol worshiper, and we are emuna, and we're the ones, we are the das of our father, we're the ones who want to spread the das of our father, then again, then if we sell him and we get money, that money will have he'oras harotzon on it. And that money will fuel our efforts. It'll help us. Vazai tisaknu hadovar koroi. And again, through the money that we're going to get for selling him, we'll fix everything properly. Because based on your opinion, this is Yehuda speaking to his brothers, based on your opinion that Yosef HaTzadik is messing up the das, shehu pigam harotzain hamer b'moin, and by messing up the das, that's also messing up the he'oras harotzain that shines in money, shehu pigam hamalchus v'memshola, which is also a pigam in kingdom. Alkein toiv shetim kuroisai. Then the best thing is you should sell him. Ubaze tapilu oisai b'memshola, and by selling him, will knock him off his kingdom, will take him from king to servant to slave. V'shuv lo yuchal limloich aleichem b'malchus the sitra achra chas v'shalom, and then he will not be able to rule over us or over you with this kingdom at a sitra achra that he has. Ulekalkel es hadas, and mess up the das al yidei riboy hu ashirus, through the money that he has, through the wealth that Yosef HaTzadik has. Kemo Yeravam, like Yeravam did. Yeravam used his power and his wealth to spread idol worship. So Yehuda said, so long as Yosef is a king, so long as he has power and he has money, he's in a position to harm us. Let's take him from the kingdom to slavery. Let's take him totally out of kingdom. And let's take all the money away. We'll sell him. So not only won't he have any money, even he himself will be worthless. We will have gotten the money. We got the money for him already. Adaraba tegablu d'mei mechirosai, just the opposite. We will acquire, you'll get the money for selling him. Va'oz tisku l'kabel u'lahaloi se'oras harotzoim shenofal etzel Yosef lefitusam. And then you will receive and elevate the he'oras harotzoim that fell into the hands of Yosef HaTzadik mistakenly, improperly. You know, the fact that his father likes him and the father is teaching him all of this is all, you think it's a mistake. It's all a big mistake. He's fooling his father. He's tricking him. That's how he got that das. That's how he got that power. So let's take away all the power from him completely. We'll render him powerless. We'll sell him into slavery. And we'll keep the money. He won't even get the money. V'atem talu oisoi, and you will elevate this he'oras harotzon. U'sekaplu he'oras harotzon al-yedei ha'momon. You'll elevate the kingdom and you'll receive the he'oras harotzon through the money that you'll get for selling him. Nimtza shelefi to'usam. So we see therefore that based on their mistake, based on the mistake of the brothers, Omar lehem Yehuda kohoigen, what Yehuda was telling them was 100% on the mark. Ki be'emes bevadai hashvotim hoyu lehem das godol ma'oid shekiblo mi'aviyem. Because the truth is that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik had a tremendous high level of das that they had received from Yaakov Avinu, their father. Rak sheto be'yosef shekibel hadas yoser mehem. However, with all their das, they had one mistake. Their mistake was regarding Yosef HaTzadik. They were mistaken about him in not realizing that as much das as they had, he had much more than them. V'heim safru lehefakana. They thought just the opposite, that his das is defective. He's on the sitra achra. He's on the take. You know, and they thought they were the legitimate ones. They were the real das. He's a Rasha like the other descendant, like his descendants are going to be Rishonim. V'alkein mochroi soy be'esrim kesef. And this is why the Torah tells us that they sold him for 20 kesef, shehu mea mor, which is 100 mor, shehem bechinas mea shorim hanal. This is like the mea shorim that we spoke about earlier, a few pages back, when we spoke about Yitzchak Avinu, that Yitzchak Avinu achieved wealth. The Torah says he planted, and he was very successful, and he founded mea shorim. The term mea shorim defines his wealth. So here again, by selling him for this 100 more, they were showing that we have the wealth in our hands. We have the ashirus. Kito va'omru shal yidei ze yamshichu he'oras harotzen, because they made a mistake. And they were saying that by selling Yosef HaTzadik into slavery, they're going to draw he'oras harotzen shemeir al yidei shemamshichim hu ashirus bigdusha mimo lemeya. And they felt that they're going to get the Eretz Yisrael by drawing this wealth, the Eretz Yisrael that a person receives through wealth of holiness, meaning as we learned before, when a person goes from more to mayor, avolto baze. However, they were mistaken. However, they were very mistaken in this. Kemavur ba'Torah, as the Torah shows us, shepogmu boze moed, they caused tremendous damage and harm in selling Yosef HaTzadik into slavery. Kigam tzadikim gedoilim yecholim litois b'hatzadik hagodol mehem, because even great tzadikim can make a mistake when it comes to a tzaddik that's greater than them. Ad sheyirtzu lohorgoi oy lemochroi bekesef. And the mistake can go so far to the point where they want to kill him. They want to kill the tzaddik that's greater than them, or to sell him into slavery, chas v'shalom. To sell him down the river for money. The pasuk says, ki hashoychad ya'aver einei chachomim. That money, wealth, bribery, kavod, all of those things are included in Shoychad, blinds the eyes of Chachamim. My rabbi, Rav Michal Zichron, used to say, look who we're talking about here. The Torah calls them Chachamim. We're talking about people whom the Torah labels as Chachamim, and the Torah says a person who is a Chacham, a real Chacham, money and kavod can blind him. Can mess him up that he doesn't see what he's supposed to see. He sees things upside down. He sees things backwards. He sees somebody who's a real tzaddik as being a real Russia, or the opposite. Or he can see a real Russia and think that that's a big tzaddik. That's what money can do to people. That's what kavod can do to people. V'alkein hatikun al yedei chamisha shkolim. And therefore, the way that we today participate in correcting the terrible, terrible pigam that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik did in selling him into slavery is through the 5 coins that we give to the Kohen in the Pidyon HaBen. Sheheim Esrim Kesef, which is worth 20 Kesef, which is Me'amor. Shenoisim Biat Pidyon Bechor, which we give when we're redeeming our firstborn son. Shaydei Zeh Hamshochas Kedushas Hadas. We said that when a child is born, that's bringing das into the world. When it's a bechor, when it's a firstborn son, then it's much, much more das. Shehu bechinas hamshochas haratzoin. And we know that drawing das into the world goes together with drawing ratzoin, shemeir b'hakesef v'hamamoin. And this ratzoin shines in money. Just like we learned earlier, it shines in food, in the food that a person eats. It also shines in the money that a person acquires. So by us giving this same amount of money that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik received for selling him into slavery, by us giving that to the Kohen to redeem our Bechor, we're reversing the process of what they did. This is the tikkun for the terrible crime that they did.